The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. It's you and me today. Come up here, would you? How many candles do you see there? Seven. Very good. Very good. Very good. This is Pentecost, all right? And oftentimes we in the church talk about the sevenfold gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Seven of them. So first, we have wisdom. And wisdom is knowing what's right and doing it. It's not just knowing something, it's knowing and doing. So that's a gift from the Spirit. We have wisdom, then we have understanding. Understanding, you know something, right? But for me, understanding that comes from the Spirit is understanding that God loves you all the time, no matter what. So gifts from the Spirit, wisdom, understanding. Another one they talk about is counsel. You ever had to go to the counselor at school? No, probably not. There we are. But counsel is you listen and you help. You listen to what someone has. Maybe it's a need. Maybe it's a difficulty. Maybe it's a trouble. But then you help. So it's not just, I heard you. It's, how can I help you? So wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, strength. Ooh, yeah, you're pretty strong, right? But we don't use might from the Spirit in order to hurt someone. We use might from the Spirit in order to lift people up out of whatever problems they're in. We use that might to stand strong on behalf of someone else, all right? Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge. You know stuff, don't you? I'm sure you do, all right? But this knowledge again comes, so like the wisdom and the understanding, this is the knowledge that we are chosen by God. This is the knowledge that Jesus is risen. This is the knowledge that the Holy Spirit comes to us. And so there, it's another gift. We have knowledge. We have fear of the Lord. Does that mean we're supposed to be frightened? If you're guilty, I suppose being frightened would not be a bad thing. But fear of the Lord to me is awe. You ever just been outside and it has been so beautiful that you're just like, wow, that is fear of the Lord. And that moment was a gift of the Spirit, right? And that final seventh, joy in God's presence. There we are. Wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord. Lord, joy in God's presence. Those are the gifts. We pray for them at baptisms. I pray them over a couple at weddings. We pray for them at funerals. We pray for them often because these gifts are what help you and me get through the day. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we give you thanks for the coming of the Holy Spirit, and we ask that you would once again gift us with those gifts of the Spirit. We pray for wisdom and understanding, for counsel and might, for knowledge, fear of the Lord, and joy in your presence. Help us to receive those gifts and help us to share them with all the world. We thank you for the day, Lord. Amen. Thank you for being here. Yeah, getting up off your knees is